And John Bowden back on KDNS 94.1, Z96.3, The Lake Coaches Rewind, talking with Lakeside coach Caleb Howland. Coach, one of a few teams in the state that's 2-0 now, a nice win over Stockton, 34-6. You know, sometimes it was hard to believe that that team had lost 22 games in a row, but then in the second half there, when you guys got up 34-6, things got a little bit ugly with the flags flying around. But I know it's frustrating when you're coaching a team that hadn't won a game in 3 years. But all in all, you guys got out of it. Your kids were very well mannered, and I'm not saying that Stockton wasn't, but it's frustrating when you lose that many games. But I thought the Stockton Tigers challenged you guys.
Yeah, they caused some problems for us. Their defense and messed up some of our timing and stuff on our offense. They did a good job. They crowded the line. They shot a lot of linebackers on blitzes. We got to get better at being able to identify and pick those up and help protect and give Eli Schmidt a little bit more time there in the backfield.
So. Well, Coach, speaking of Eli Schmidt, he had a hand in 4 touchdowns and just a real good field general. Kind of talk about your junior quarterback and where he got better this week compared to the first week.
Well, I think, running wise, he didn't have as good of a game, but I think a lot of that had to do with Stockton's defense also. We were able to throw quite a bit more. Kobe Klein had some good catches for us. Caleb Frazier had some good catches. We were able to move the ball by passing. I think we had 182 yards passing. I think Eli was 14 of 21. So he had a pretty good game passing, even though he was under pressure quite a bit.
So Coach Caleb Frazier and Landon Betts, your senior, ran really, really hard, had some big defensive plays. Landon had an interception. Caleb had a big 34-yard score there late in the game. But those two are a really good 1-2 punch in addition to your quarterback, Eli Schmidt.
They are, and Landon's a really unselfish player. He does a lot of lead blocking for Caleb, which I know, having a senior lead block for a sophomore might not be the best for everyone and every player, but Landon does a good job. He's very unselfish. He's willing to go out there and make those blocks. Caleb Frazier just has some quick feet and shiftiness. He's able to read those holes pretty well. So.
Well, they had a junior, Lincoln Keller, that ran the ball very well on you and picked up some pretty good yardage. But I thought Grant Middleton and the defensive line was dynamic Friday night.
Yeah, defensively, I think we played probably one of our better games, and we're looking well, looking good on defense. They seem to be doing pretty good offensively. We're still struggling with that timing early in the season and just trying to get, on my part, the play sequences that I want called and on their part, the execution. So.
Well, Coach, you play a Logan Palco team that's 1-1 this year. They beat Stockton 46-0 with the first game of the year, and then played La Crosse, losing 20-18 Friday night. They have a really good running back combination, two young men that have ran for sure over 250 yards against Stockton, and then had another good ball game against La Crosse. What are you seeing with the Logan Palco on Friday night at home for homecoming?
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger on average than we are up front. Their fullback runs hard. Just watching on game film, it takes 2, 3, 4 guys to bring him down. He's a good hard-nosed, just straight-ahead runner. Their quarterback's really quick and shifty. He likes to run a lot of bootleg stuff and try to get outside. He can scramble if there's pressure when he drops back to pass. So we're going to have to work to contain him, not let him get outside, and then be able to stop up the middle there on those fullback dives and their straightforward runs and lead plays.
So. Well, Coach, homecoming festivities this week, a lot of fun for the kids, especially the seniors. But how do you separate the fun from the fundamentals on Friday night against Logan Palco?
Well, we just got to concentrate all week on focusing on what we can control. And so at practices, we can control our pace and tempo and timing and work on our fundamentals and execution, and then let them have the fun that they need to have during homecoming week. I mean, it's great for school spirit, great for the students and the fans and parents, but we got to focus on that game on Friday. So,
well, Coach, we have a homecoming parade, I guess, downtown. It's a little late this morning and the dog are trying to get into it, but anyway, best of luck to you and the Knights. A fantastic start, 2-0, and can't wait to see what happened with Logan Palco and you guys on Friday night.
All right, well, thank you very much, John.